Hello everyone and welcome once again to the Secrets of the Phoenix. My name is Nanda and as you already know, in this podcast we talk about Harry Potter. So sit back, relax and let the magic begin because the Chamber of Secrets has been opened. So, in last week's episode, we were talking a little bit about when they were in Hogwarts, Ron and Harry, for Christmas, because they weren't going to go home. So, we also discover that Harry received a Christmas present for the first time ever. And he was really, really happy because of that, because he never received anything, because his life with his uncles, the Dursleys, was really, really different. Like, he didn't have any attention, so of course he didn't have any presents. Like, that wasn't something that happened. He didn't have any presents, he didn't have any attention, so of course this first time receiving a present was something really meaningful and really important to Harry. So he opened his gift, his Christmas present. And when he opened it, he saw that inside of it, it was a little clock. This clock was, we can say with a little funny pattern, it was something that you wouldn't see so often a kid wear. So Ron was like really insisting in Harry to wear it. He was like, come on, wait. And Harry was like, okay, I'm gonna wear it. So when he wore it, we could see that when Harry put the clock on his body disappeared. And you could only see his head. And then Ron was like really in shock. He was like, what the hell is going on? And then Harry looked down and he was like, my body is not here. And then Ron was like, oh my God, I know what that is. It's an invisible clock. And then Harry was like, oh my God, am I invisible? And he was like, yeah. And then Ron was really intrigued of who did send this beautiful, amazing, invisible clock. Because even though we were in the magic world and wizards and witches and whatever you want, these invisible clocks were not commonly seen. This was not something that you would see often in a clothing store or in a magic supply store. Like, you wouldn't see this often. So of course, imagine for a child that was getting used to this kind of the magic and the wizards and whatever, of course it was really surprising to be invisible, because of course I think all of us while growing up we were always thinking, oh my God, it would be so cool to be invisible and have this kind of power. And Harry now had that kind of power. So we can say that not only Harry was really impressed by this gift, but also Ron. Like Ron, even though he always lived in the wizard's world his whole life, he was really surprised to see this invisible clock. Because like I said before, they were not common. They were not really common. And Ron was like, so who sent it? And then Ron took the letter that came with the rope, with the clock, sorry. And then Harry approached him and he was like, I don't know, it's just said use it well. So the letter, the actual letter said something like, your dad left this by my side before he died. Now this is for you, use it well. That was the only thing it says. It wasn't signed. It didn't say anything like any single mark or something that you could tell what who sent that gift. So that we're only make them want to know more what that thing was, but they couldn't find who sent the invisible clock to them. So then when they got the invisible clock, they were like, wait a minute, where can we use this? Like they were thinking about it. And they were like, wait, we need to get a book out of the forbidden section. And you cannot enter to the forbidden section for commonly known reasons because it's forbidden. So they were like, and what if you use the invisible clock, entered to the forbidden section, took out the book, and then we know who was Nicholas Flamel. So that was the go-to plan they had. So at night, Harry went to the library. He put on his clock because, of course, students were not allowed to be out of their beds late at night. They were not allowed to do that. So, of course, Harry was not didn't want to be seen. So Harry entered to the library. He entered to the forbidden section. And he had a little light with him so he could see, of course. So he started watching and looking for the book. And he was like, Nicholas Flamel, Nicholas Flamel, where are you, Nicholas Flamel? So when he was like, okay, there's nobody around, let me take off that. He took out his clock. And then he left the lamp in one of the... We can say in one space of the bookshelf, he left it in the bookshelf, and then Harry was starting to see some books, but he opened a book, and this book, of course, they were magic books. When Harry opened this book, the book started shouting, and I'm not kidding, the book was shouting to him. So of course it was really noisy. So Filch heard that, and Harry was like, oh my god. So Harry closed the book, but when he did that motion of closing the book with his elbow, he kicked the lamp that was in the bookshelf, and it fell down and it broke all over the place. So Harry immediately forget about the lamp, he put on his clock, and he just stayed there like he wasn't there. Like he was like, oh no, don't breathe. So when this happened, Filch arrived to the forbidden section, and he was like, but actually the first think that found the little lamp broken down was Filch's cat, Mr. Norris. Miss Norris. And then Filch arrived and he was like, what's this? Then Harry, he was like, winning time. So when Filch got in the forbidden section, he went out the forbidden section, so he was not seen. But then Filch found the broken lamp and he took it and he was like, this is still hot. Somebody was there. So Harry was trying to escape from Filch. He arrived to a hole, to one of the holes, and he found two people here. Who do you think these people were? Why you think they were doing? What did Harry did? Did he just went to his common room? Did he did something else? What do you think it happened? Well, we will see that in the next episode. But for now, mischief managed.